The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live on this Tuesday afternoon. Thank you so much for joining me. My telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. This is not what I was going to lead with. But if you had any doubts that we are in a completely upside-down, inside-out, crazy world, listen to this headline. And again, this is not what I was going to lead with. But listen to this headline that I just got. This is from an ABC television station in Texas. Channel 13 Eyewitness News in Texas. And they are trumpeting this headline, Boy Scout Troop 4640 made entirely of girls. What? Yeah, an entire Boy Scout troop is made up of girls. Here's the story. A group of girls in Pearland, Texas, are blazing new trails as members of Scouts BSA. Now note, see, they're not calling it the Boy Scouts anymore. It's the BSA. Wait, what does the BS stand for? Oh, no, I'm not. No. Obviously, the BS stands for Boy Scouts. But they can't say Boy Scouts anymore, so it's just BSA. It's a BSA Troop 4640. Troop 4640 performs the same tasks as any group of scouts. They camp, earn merit badges, and even participate in axe throwing. But this troop is unique because it consists of only girls. Now, number one. Isn't that discrimination? Yeah. Quote, I wanted to join Scouts BSA because my brother has been in scouting for a very long time, and I've always loved the things he's done, said Brenda Tate, a 13-year-old member of Troop 4640. I've always just wanted to go out camping and, in general, learn about the outdoors. And then they're teasing, this TV station is teasing a report this evening. See why other girls in Troop 4640 chose to participate, pardon me, very important. Let me start this paragraph over. see why other girls in Troop 4640 choose to participate in Boy Scouts. Anybody see a problem with that? See why other girls in Troop 4640 chose to participate in Boy Scouts. How successful they've been in a short amount of time, and how the boys react to seeing a troop of females. So there you have it. An all-girl Boy Scout troop. Seriously? Yep, seriously. Boy Scouts are not long for this planet. It won't be long before they'll be history. They will be a memory. And it's sad. It is very, very sad. The impeachment hearings are continuing in Washington, D.C. I may have a couple of comments at the top of the hour. There's nothing to report. The two witnesses so far this morning, now they got a couple more witnesses. They're just beginning their afternoon sessions. So they got two more witnesses, Mr. Morrison and Ambassador Volker, are just now starting their testimony. But this morning, the two witnesses said, I thought the phone call to the president of Ukraine was inappropriate. That's it. Well, what else? That's it. He thought it was inappropriate. So we're going to impeach a president for making a phone call that one security official called inappropriate. He didn't say it was illegal, impeachable. He just didn't like it. He thought it was inappropriate. And the other witness thought it was, you ready for this? Now, if there is ever a reason to impeach a president of the United States, here it is. The other witness said that the phone call was unusual. Yep, that's it. That's the takeaway from the hours of testimony this morning. One witness said the phone call was inappropriate. The other said the phone call was unusual. And in spite of that, well, I'll wait till the top of the hour. You should see the headline from CNN today. Oh, my goodness. All right, let's get to some good news. The many of you have heard of the National Bible Bee Competition. This is really cool. Kids from around America are involved in this competition. They are given a study passage and additional memory passages where, quote, they apply the tools they learned over the summer to study on in their own study, and then they are quizzed on these portions of the Bible, memory verses and so forth. It's really kind of cool, and the top prize is $100,000. Not bad. Well, the national finals will be held at the Ark down in Williamstown, Kentucky. The preliminary competition is being held at the Northern Kentucky Convention Center in Covington, and then the finals will move down to the Answer Center, which is a brand new addition to the Ark Encounter in Williamstown, and that is where the finals will be held. The folks at Ark Encounter say, we are honored that the National Bible Bee has chosen the high-tech Answers Center at the Ark Encounter to conduct its finals competition and awards ceremony. What better place could you hope to have this nationally recognized competition than at the Ark Encounter, where the Bible comes to life? Good for them. That's a great competition. And I've said this many, many times. If you haven't been to the Creation Museum, you need to go. They have just made a major addition and some renovations to the Creation Museum. And then, of course, the Ark Encounter continues to expand. If you haven't been, you need to go. All right, we're going to take our first break, and then we will return with more Bob Burney Live.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
We constantly talk on this program about worldview and the dramatic difference between a secular humanist worldview and a biblical worldview. And I've been over this over and over and over again, and most of you understand fully the difference. A secular humanist worldview begins with the goodness of man. Man is inherently good. All men, all women, everywhere are inherently good. It is only circumstances that turn them bad. It is not their heart. A biblical worldview begins with the depravity of man, the fallen nature of man. Everyone has enormous potential for evil and is in desperate need of redemption. In spite of the fact that we are surrounded every single day of the witness and testimony to the depravity of man, the secular humanist worldview continues to hold sway among many in our culture. Here is the latest example of the fallen nature of man. Headline, "Let the Baby Die." Now, you may have heard this story. It happened right here in Ohio, up in the Toledo area. There is a family in Toledo that has a four-month-old son. His name is RJ, and he was born with two very rare birth defects. He needs extensive surgery, continued medical treatment, but they hope, the family hopes and prays that through this extensive medical treatment, surgeries and so forth, that he will be able to lead a normal life eventually. But the medical bills are incredible. So, as most families would do, and friends of the family, they have endeavored to raise an enormous amount of money. And so they put posters around the Toledo area asking people to donate to a fundraiser that's going to be held this coming weekend. Well, sadly, someone put up counter signs to the fundraising signs, and the signs say this, and I quote, "Stop asking for money, let the baby die." It's called Darwinism. Happy holidays. Can I read that to you again? Now, guess who found the poster? The father of the ill 4-month-old baby that they're trying to raise funds for. It's the father who found the poster. And again, the poster says, "Stop asking for money. Let the baby die." It's called Darwinism. Happy holidays. Now, as I see this, read it, and respond to it, I only see two possibilities here. Someone who is horribly, horribly morally depraved, just a mean, cruel, bitter-spirited individual. The other possibility is that it is some well-meaning pro-life person trying to illustrate the absurdity of abortion and evolution. If that is the case, that is, it's sick. And that's, you know, I mean, I think that's a possibility that some well-meaning person thought, well, I'll put this up. People are going to be outraged, and it's going to illustrate just how terrible abortion is and Darwinism and evolution. that is a possibility, and they have not found who put up these posters yet. But either way, it is just sick. Stop asking for money. Let the baby die. It's called Darwinism. Happy holidays. Pray for this family. The last name is Ahlers, A-H-L-E-R-S. That's the name of the family. The little boy's name, he's 4 months old, is R.J. The father is K.C. Pray. My goodness. They're already dealing with possible fatal birth defects, and then they've got to deal with this. And they need to raise multiple thousands of dollars for the medical treatment for that child. Hey, speaking, the only reason I'm bringing this up, completely out of order, I'm going to bring up the Chick-fil-A thing later in the program. But the way my brain works, I have the worst memory in the world. I do, honestly. And it's not old age. I've always been this way. The Salvation Army is right at the center of the controversy with Chick-fil-A. We talked about it yesterday. It is all over the news. I mean, it is all over. I don't know. It's been years since I've seen a single story get so much attention in the news as this Chick-fil-A story. Now, Chick-fil-A has ceased donating to the Salvation Army. That means they are even going to be in more desperate need for support. If you want to help the Salvation Army in light of this, I think, tragic decision by Chick-fil-A, I will have a virtual red kettle on my website very soon. It's not up yet, but it will be up soon. And I'm going to ask dozens and dozens and dozens of you to drop some money in my virtual red kettle to help the Salvation Army. We have an opportunity to stand up in Central Ohio and say, we believe in helping people in the name of Jesus and in light of the gospel. So I just want to ask you, I've already gotten one email today that says, hey, I've never donated to Salvation Army before, but I'm going to now. Well, if you are planning, and even if you're not planning on helping out the Salvation Army this Christmas, I'm going to ask you to hold off and wait until my virtual red kettle is up. It'll be up in just a few days, and as soon as it's up, you can go online and you can give, and together we will give a boost to the Salvation Army right here in Central Ohio. So I want you to be thinking about that, praying about that. Again, the red kettle is not up yet, but it will be soon. So just be prepared, pray about it, think about it, and let's counter this incredibly negative thing that the Salvation Army is experiencing. And let's do something positive, and let's help some people. All right? I got to take a break when we come back. Yeah, we'll do a little impeachment talk. Bizarre development in the Jeffrey Epstein case, and much, much more when we return.